And then Tani Talks Parsha, Tani Gutterman, who has established a foothold in our schedule, I'm proud to say, every single Thursday night at 10 p.m. And, of course, you can check out the archive on all of our archiving and the podcasting platforms. Tani, who has a million different podcasts, has one entitled Tani Talks Parsha. Tani Gutterman with a brief discussion about the Torah portion of the week every single Thursday at 10 p.m. right here on the Nachum Segal Network. And the aforementioned Tani Gutterman is with us live via telephone. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much for having me, and I apologize for my co-host, the baby in the background,
as president. Well, let me tell you, the baby in the background is an excellent background noise. Frankly, how many podcasts are we up to? I know that obviously we feature your Parsha one, but Tani Gutterman spends how much of his week podcasting?
We have 5 podcasts, and we're also very much involved in JewishPodcast.fm, which is the premier host for podcasting. If anyone's interested. On Monday night, we have the radio one, which is live at 8:30. You can listen via our app, or you can listen on JRoot. Then we have the other ones throughout the week. The Monday night is about 45 minutes. We talk about a topic, and it becomes a podcast afterwards. Then we have Pirkei Avos. We do a Mishnah per day during weekdays. Tani Talks Pirkei Avos. Tani Talks OT. I'm an occupational therapist by trade, so we do about 5 to 10 minutes an episode per weekday. And, of course, we have Tani Talks Daf. It's about a few minutes on a piece of Daf from the day. And, of course, the Tani Talks Parsha, which we proudly host on your platform over here on Thursday nights.
Much appreciated. By the way, I mean, as you mentioned all of these, I mean, some of my curiosities begin to sprout forth. Do you as an occupational therapist see a vast difference over a period of months with some of the kids that you work with? Or is it hard because, you know, you're seeing them with such regularity to actually track and understand the progress that they're making under your leadership?
That's actually a great question. And I would say it's twofold. On the one hand, we feel like we don't have enough time with the kids, because if I have a mandate from the city, I work for the city in Queens in 2 schools now. If I have a mandate that's twice a week, 30 minutes, or 3 times a week, 30 minutes, there's only so much I could get accomplished. And I'm hoping if I'm in 75, which is the children with special needs, or I'm in regional, the regular classes that need some support or whatnot, it depends on what the goal is. You know, if in the beginning of the year I want to fix their grass, or I want to help them cut, I want to help them draw, help them eat or feed, there's much we could get accomplished. But I believe there's more that we could do, and that's why we started the OT show, because there's much more transferability and generalizability. I could speak to you for hours. We have over 700 episodes now from 2018 and on. That's one of the main reasons I did that, so that we can have more presence for free in people's lives.
I hope our listeners take advantage of that, by the way, because I bet you there are parents out there that don't realize how OT, occupational therapy, can be extremely beneficial and help solve problems that their kids are going through. So I hope people take advantage of that. And obviously they can reach out to you for advice. I'm sure you could lead them in the right direction if they want to take advantage of services that are either available or that they can avail themselves of at some point.
Absolutely.
And I guess it's all individualized, right? I mean, when you have the students you're working with, you know, you talk about goals. I mean, obviously, some of them you're frustrated because you wish you could meet with them every day because you know how much they would accomplish. And some are, you know, thank God that twice a week works, right? I guess it just depends what the situation is.
It definitely depends on the situation. It's like a vastly different ballgame. When I go on Wednesday, Fridays to one school, that school has the regional kids. So I'm going in a gen ed class, which is 30 kids. I'm going in an ICT class. You have 2 teachers that might have 24 kids. Half of them have IEPs, half don't. I'm going into a self-contained class, 12 kids in the classroom. Those goals in gen ed are so different than 75. In gen ed, we're looking at the cutting and the writing and the spacing. And in 75, there's so much more foundational skills we need. They might have trouble with actually zippering their coat. They might have difficulty even sitting in their seat. They might not even be able to hold a pencil. We're looking at vastly different worlds, so I get to dip my feet in both, and it depends on the week, it depends on the day, and each kid, what we could accomplish that day.
So how did I and my classmates survive the era, you know, decades ago when these specialties were simply not available?
That is a great question. My wife and I actually were talking about it recently.
Really?
I think, yeah, because nowadays, what happens? Why are there so many more conditions, so many more IEPs? Like, I walk into the city in a school, how many kids have IEPs? And I think the difference is that nowadays, academia is much more intense. So, like, in the olden days, they would have vocational schools, and we taught people, how to work with wood, how to work with ceramics, how to go to home ec. Nowadays, from the late 20th century and on, they got rid of that. They're very into academia. When you're asking and demanding so much of kids, even my own kids who are second grade and lower, they want them to write, they want them to do math, they want them to do social, and so much, it's too much demands on the kids. The main occupation of a child is play. I love to do that in my sessions, but how much play do they really get anymore? There's too much demand, and right. Then we see how much they can't do anymore, unfortunately.
Interesting. Tani Gutterman's with us. All right, Parshas Truma this week. You'll obviously be speaking about it tonight. I'm assuming, knowing you, you've already prepared what you'll be saying tonight. Can you give us a thought? You don't have to give us the whole thing. I don't want to spoil the surprise or, you know, have to give spoiler alerts, but what are your thoughts as we go into Parshas Truma?
So each week on the Tani Talks Parsha show, we morphed it over the years. We started doing it for a ton of time. Then we broke it down. Now I like it to be like my other shiurim, audio snippets on the parsha, between 5 to 10 minutes, a quick thought. Oftentimes we'll take the name of the parsha, the phrase, or the general theme. And this week, when we talk about truma, we think about the idea of how we give to Hashem. I talk about later on the show at 10 o'clock on the shiur, how we could live a truma-filled life, how we can make ourselves go in different aspects, whether it's our home, our cars, our jobs, our professions, and our time. How can we make ourselves live a truma-filled life?
I love it. So truma is not just donations. Truma is actually a way of life, as you just described.
Yes, that's what we're calling it, the truma way of life.
Pretty cool. Tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Tani Talks Parsha. It's every single Thursday night, and it's an amazing way to wrap up your Thursday with us here at the Nachum Segal Network after the original, brand-new Erev Shabbos show with Mark Zomik every single week at 7 p.m., brought to you by the wonderful people at Kedem. Again, followed by Tani Talks Parsha starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Nachum Segal Network. Tani, I wish you a continued success, continued good luck. A pleasure to have you aboard, and I hope more and more people continue to discover this podcast, the Tani Talks Parsha one, and, of course, all of your others. They're extremely helpful to a lot of people out there.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Shabbos.
You as well. Tani Gutterman, everybody. He's been an amazing addition for us here at the Nachum Segal Network. Take advantage of his podcast, and especially the one that he does with us Thursday nights at 10 o'clock right here after the Erev Shabbos show on the Nachum Segal Network. More coming up. You're listening to JM in the AM.